Unleashed tomorrow.
In Sweden, they've reopened the WikiLeaks founder's rape probe. Is this a witch hunt or is there something to it? Evacuations big time in North Carolina, but all the way up the eastern seaboard for some who are right there on the beach and very close to the water, as some of the swells, in fact, the waves could get up to 50 feet high, depending on what happens when Earl makes landfall. And if Earl does make landfall, it might just be about nasty water and some erosion of beaches, but it could be worse than that. They're not taking any chances in North Carolina, nor should they. If I were a weather person, I were looking at a map, I would advise the people in Hatteras and some of those other towns on the Outer Banks to get out of there, and that's absolutely what's started to happen. This is America Tonight, and boy, we have a lot of things we're going to jump to in this hour, including We Can Count. We have a lot of fun with that, and we manipulate the numbers, like the auto sales, the worst in August since sometime in the 80s. I'll tell you the exact year. You might remember it as a year that was famous for Ferris Bueller. Remember that Bueller? The whole movie thing about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Okay, so you get it. You might know the year. I'll give you a big hint there. Speaking of numbers, coming back next week on Thursday into Friday, in our third hour, we have Nail the Score. Nail the Score means you get a chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight, and really you get bragging rights. If you nail the score, it'd be incredible. It's like picking the lottery numbers in a sense, because our computer randomly picks the game of the week, and it doesn't matter if it's the Bears taking on Green Bay, but what is the numerical guess, and who do you think is going to win? So do you say Green Bay, 27-21? Do you have some other score that you pluck out of thin air? It's as simple as that. You don't even have to be a sports fan to be able to participate in this. It is random number selection. So far, only one person has ever nailed the score, and since he worked for Genesis, he wasn't eligible for any of the prizes, although he could brag to people. And I guess that's pretty good. But nobody has ever nailed the score, so the prize package just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I decided why not, so I left it alone. Plus, the Cowboys have given me some books to give away because of their 50th anniversary. So we're going to do that, and that'll be a call-in thing. You don't have to nail the score for that. And if you're a Cowboy fan, you'll want to get one of those because it's a big coffee table book full of pictures. Well, the picture in my mind, sadly, when I think of hurricanes, is I think of a wall of water. You know, in my mind, because I've been through a hurricane, I think of the aftermath. It's the next day when you walk up and down the streets and you could almost hear a pin drop, except for there's the sound of buzzsaws off far away because somebody's cutting down what's left of a tree, or you might hear a bulldozer or some kind of a removal vehicle doing something off in the distance. But it's very strange the next day when you have devastation because the hurricane was worse than you thought, or, you know, what the winds did, that kind of stuff. But it's, of course, nothing like Katrina. I have never been through anything like that. And we also, the pictures there, the images that stuck in our mind. Will Earl have the same impact? The concern is really that even with just a little tiny bit of a shift in this kind of offshore track, it could put, no joke, millions of people in a very populated part of the country in the middle of this thing. You've got lots of vacationers who are exposed beyond belief in the Outer Banks. If you've ever been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if people have to cut a day or two off their vacation, whatever they have to do, I hope they've gotten away from that area. Because it's just too bloody dangerous. That's the upshot of it. That one little twist makes a difference. Now, the good thing is, emergency-wise, there are disaster plans in place, there are supplies ready, and there are National Guardsmen on alert and already headed to the areas. So that's good, because then you've got people to help, right? But there is this uncertainty with this path of the storm where it could take a twist that would completely devastate, I think, just rip apart the Outer Banks. And then probably, depending on where it would turn, it could move in closer even to Long Island. Or what happens if it goes through Boston and Cape Cod? That's how you look at this. You're just not really sure. You know you're going to get rain. You know you're going to get decent winds where you might see the trees bent back. But will it be worse than that? And you just have to be ready to pull the trigger on an evacuation and on emergency supplies. In a check with some of the hardware stores, it's funny that it becomes a boon to the mom-and-pop stores in some of these seashore towns because people are running out because they got to board things up. They're not taking any chances there, so they're looking for the hammer. They can't find the hammer. They're looking for things that they might need if they're going to try to ride it out, whether it's a bunch of food or whatever. And that's what's happening. It's either massive evacuation or people that are trying to batten that hatches. And you look at the curve, and if it curves not out to sea and it curves a little bit more inward, it'll be crazy times for the people along that eastern seaboard. So we move from the hurricane and how frightening that is for so many people in North Carolina on up to a couple of other big things, actually, that are happening around the nation, that are the buzz around the nation anyway. One, I'm going to give you some positive news because I feel like we're just pounding you with the negative. If you have a 401k, and there's probably 10 of you still left that are contributing to it, you might have a basket of stocks, and you might be interested in this. The roller coaster ride that is Wall Street, which is one big gamble. The Dow surged 250 points. That's good news. Maybe we'll see that it's bottomed out and things will turn around a little bit. But what's so strange about the markets, as all of you know, you get that bad news and it tweaks it. And just like the hurricane, one bad twist and it wipes out all those gains. So these stocks that soared, that's good news. But with the one-day change, what happens in the next couple of days? But the rallying's good. It's a big rebound, and part of it was because of what's happened in Chinese manufacturing. Of course, we're always tied to the Chinese somehow, right? And also the economic growth forecasts in Australia. So it's an unexpected kick, I guess, like Chevron and Exxon. A lot of the energy stocks did pretty well. I'm eyeballing it for you. I wouldn't give out any advice because I'll say it again. It is like gambling, no doubt about that. All right, on the flip side, we can count.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. And boy, we have an interesting story from you about this guy who slipped out a window, fell 39 stories, landed on a car, and check it out, he survived. No kidding. 22-year-old Thomas McGill jumps from a high rise at West 63rd Street, lands in the backseat kind of area of a Dodge Charger. He crashed through the windshield. You know what? He's in critical condition. They think he's going to pull through. And he's got broken legs. He thinks in the end he's going to be okay. What the car owner is saying, he told the New York paper, the Daily News, he's convinced that the rosary beads kept him alive. The rosary beads he had in the car was what the magic was that worked. That's amazing. You know, it's crazy, but McGill isn't the only New Yorker to survive a high-rise fall. I was stunned to learn that there was a window washer who fell 47 stories from the roof of a skyscraper back in 2007, and he lives to tell the story. Whew. That's amazing. He's got to be a party stopper when he starts talking about how he fell. I don't know that I could wash any more windows after that, but it looks like this other guy's going to survive. Mm. Hakamakula Masad, a key leader of the Pakistani Taliban, has been charged for his alleged involvement in the killings of 7 citizens at an American military base in Afghanistan. That was back in 2009. Check it out, a $5 million reward on his head. That's what's being offered for information leading to his capture, leading to the capture of Musad and another top Taliban leader too, Rahman. And there is a, or Rahman rather, there is a complaint that's listed 2 criminal charges specifically against Musad, and we'll see if anybody takes the bait. For some reason, though, I don't care what you pony up, the fear of what could happen, because especially Mossad, it's supposed to be the deadliest of any of this gang, of the Taliban. So I think a lot of people that might normally say, well, $5 million, I through the circles here and there, we kind of have a loose idea of where he is. Let me make a phone call. I mean, of course, I'm yucking this up, but you get my drift. They would be beheaded, and they would have their head on a stick somewhere outside of some village in Afghanistan. So the chances are, it's good to offer the money, but the chances that somebody will actually take them up on the monetary offer, not very good. How about this? Speaking of money, 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 Botox, one of the Botox makers, it's so big now, I don't get it. Now, I don't know, I think there's something about aging gracefully, but that's just me. I don't live in Los Angeles either. Just saying, in L.A., you know, you can't, wrinkles are not good. Allergan is the maker of the Botox, the wrinkle-smoothing Botox. They've agreed to pay $600 million to settle a federal investigation into the marketing of one of the top-selling drugs that there is. And this is what's so weird about Botox to me. I mean, guys, really, is it okay if your wife gets a few wrinkles? Do you want her to have botulism, put in her face? Botulism, basically, put in her face? I don't think so. I don't get it. Because you really don't know where all that's going to go. How many times on this show do we talk about some drug where now they've done the reverse and, oh, gosh, it's dangerous and we're taking it off the market? So the Justice Department said that the company, in a statement, it's going to plead guilty to one misdemeanor charge of misbranding, where the company's marketing led doctors to use Botox for unapproved usages. That included the treatment of headache, pain, and cerebral palsy in kids. Oh, that's nice. So, for what it's worth, they're going to have to come clean and do that and also make amends with the ponying up the money. This is an interesting story. I love it when people uncover things from the earth. There's something about that. The whole fossil search, the search for dinosaur bones. Archaeologists, basically, I think, have a cool job. Archaeologists in Jordan have unearthed a 3,000-year-old Iron Age temple. And the temple has just a trove of these figurines of ancient, like, deities and clay vessels that they used for rituals. And I saw a photograph of it. I think it is, it's just so cool. Can you imagine being on this dig and then somebody says, oh, look, I've got a little clay vessel here. I've got a little figurine of a dog, it looks like. I think that's just so wild that how the preservation of some of this stuff. And they're confirming it. The sanctuary dates go back to the 8th century B.C. How about that? Yeah. And it measures 388 square feet. And they've got two antechambers and an open courtyard and all kinds of neat things. Proof. That's proof of the level of advancement of technology and civilization during that period, because we're always curious about the history, right? And linking it all together, I guess, is what I would say. All right, I started off telling you about the guy plunging and then landing in the back of the car and the rosaries ultimately maybe saving his life, according to the guy who owned the car. I think that's cute that he came out and said that. And it's looking like he's going to survive, and that's just a crazy story. Somebody walking by, seeing that, and seeing the guy land through the car and, you know, crash through the back of it and survive that and having them haul him away, that has to be one heck of a story to tell. Speaking of telling a story, well, he didn't jump out any windows, although he probably, among his friends, has some stories to tell them off the record, because I don't think he wants anything else in print. Tiger Woods sadly makes this segment. The reason he does is he signed a $54 million mortgage to pay off his ex-wife. that secret divorce settlement that was so expensive he had to pay the mortgage off. The official records showed up in Martin County, and they're more than hinting that he's going to have to do that. And he's going to have to pay that off by January 2016 or risk losing the house that he spent 5 years building. So I wonder if that doesn't, if that's different from the money that he's paying. I think it is. The money that he's flat out paying her in alimony. Wow. That was a pretty quickie divorce. And that was just last week that that became official. And I guess Tiger Woods has moved on to New York City and no longer is living in Florida. There must be a lesson in this somewhere. I don't know. Who cares? We don't care about Tiger Woods. We're so beyond the whole Tiger Woods story. But because it's a number and it's a significant one, it was kind of worth mentioning the fact that he's got to pay off $54 million. I wonder what this house is like. What do you get for that amount of money? Speaking of a lot of money, the Republicans are pumping $2.5 million in to help Rubio win in Florida. This is going to be a strange one to watch, but when they're saying they're putting the money in, we're talking about $2.5 million in advertising support for his Senate campaign in the Sunshine State. That's a pretty sizable commitment to this candidate that they at one point were trying to push out the door. But he became the guy when Charlie Crist decided that he was going to ditch the Republican Party and run as an independent. Crist was the chosen guy in the race until Rubio, a Tea Party-backed candidate, out-distanced Crist in the polls. So then Crist decided to take a page from Lieberman and go the independent route. Rubio needs the money. His campaign finance report shows that he's just about at the $4 million mark, but Crist has like $8 to $9 million, and, you know, it's all about the do-re-mi when you're running because you have to be competitive when it comes to advertising. You have to be able to run those primetime ads and bus stop ads or whatever. I mean, just plaster the message all over the place. If you don't, there's just no way you're getting elected in this country. So that's why the Republicans are pushing that money to Rubio to help him get that message out. All right, hang with us. On the flip side, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything that we've talked about or anything else that's going on, do it. 800-259-5791.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone.
Unless you want to.
And no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please a special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
If you're listening to me, wherever you are in this great country, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do it at 800-259-5791. You think we'll ever have peace in the Middle East? Try tackling that question. Once again, another one of our presidents is trying to do that, broker a deal. President Obama convened the first direct Israeli-Palestinian talks in 2 years, pretty much throwing down the gauntlet, challenging the Mideast leaders to seize the opportunity to deliver peace to a region that has been haunted by more than decades of hostility. Here's what Obama said.
The United States is going to be unwavering in its support of Israel's security, and we are going to push back against these kinds of terrorist activities.
So Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shook hands and thanked those in the room and kind of got down to business. Here's the thanking moment with the press.
I want to thank you, President Obama, for your tireless efforts to renew this quest for peace.
Okay, but the question is, walking this path of peace is fraught with potholes and has been for a long, long time. So you've got the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and of course Obama doing the brokering. Abbas is urging Israel to freeze settlement construction where the Palestinians want, the part of the land that they want as part of their new state, and to end the blockade of Gaza, which is controlled by Hamas. So the settlements especially is thorny. It's probably the biggest obstacle at all to any kind of permanent peace, and I do not think they're going to get that peace. The land is the key, and it's not going to happen. I don't believe that Israel is going to say, absolutely, I get you, I feel you, we're going to do that. It's not happening. And Obama, who keeps pushing that this is the opportunity, it might not come again, is, while he was talking about that, this opportunity in the peace, and you could hear it there in what he said, there were the killings of four Israelis right near the West Bank city of Hebron on Tuesday, and the Hamas movement responsible for it, because they're rejecting Israel's right to even exist, and they oppose the peace talks. And see, that's the thing. You're not dealing with Hamas, and Hamas is still part of this, like it or not. And you can deal with them. Hamas might as well almost be Al-Qaeda. So direct Israeli-Palestinian negotiations broke off a couple of years ago in the final weeks of the Bush administration. The Obama crew spent 20 months trying to get them to come back to the table. So they have done that. But the unrest and the constant problems, the constant conflict in the Muslim world versus the Israeli world, I do not see this peace process ending with true peace. I don't believe it's possible. Do not think it's going to happen anytime soon, because the land is the key, and the land is not going to, that's just not going to change. Now, Jordan's King Abdullah, and also he's supporting the talks. So is the Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak. Both of them say there has to be a mediator, where there has to be a broker or a partner, and if we're disappointed again, the price of failure is just too high for all of us. But what does that mean? Too high, so what's going to really happen if it's too high? We move from the fantasy of peace in the Middle East, sorry, hate to be cynical, on to Iraq, and the chapter that is now changed is done. But is combat in Iraq really over? I just asked that question because upon further review, you think of the 50,000 troops, and yeah, they're supposed to be supporting the efforts, and then more are supposed to leave. But what happens when violence ensues? What happens when you constantly have to deal with this on these missions where you have special ops, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, who are supposed to hunt and kill Al-Qaeda, right? So how are they not dealing with combat? They are dealing with combat. And it's a dangerous, slippery slope, of course. Because what do you define as success? And what about the reconstruction efforts? And what happens is, in 2003, you've got this invasion. So now, Obama, let's face it, it's true. He inherits a war that he says he didn't support from the start. But you've got he's got to deal with it, and he has dealt with it in his speech. But the problem is, as you look at Iraq, is this going to become not exactly what it was before, but still a breeding ground for terrorists on the fringe areas? Because Al-Qaeda certainly isn't gone from Iraq, and the Pentagon knows that. The defense secretary knows that. So is this an important victory? Has there been a victory here in Iraq? And are we really truly done with combat? Have we just done our share of this and that's it? You know, that was what Obama pledged from the start when he was running in the first place for the presidency, that we're going to get out of there. We're gone. We're going to get out of there. Different ways he weaved it, but you know that's what he pledged. So General Ray Odierno, in charge in Iraq, now transitioning himself, had a big thank you to the troops, which I thought was nice, and also talked about his time in that country.
We stood together through difficult times. We fought together. We laughed together. And sometimes cried together. We stood side by side and shed blood together. But it was for the shared ideals of freedom, liberty, and justice. This period in Iraq's history will probably be remembered for sacrifice, resiliency, and change. However, I remember it as a time in which the Iraqi people stood up against tyranny, terrorism, and extremism and decided to determine their own destiny as a people and as a democratic state.
10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, how is it going to look in Iraq? Give it 20 years if you take two decades. What will Baghdad, for example, look like? A modernized city? Won't be Dubai, certainly, but will it be a grown-up city with not as many worries about terrorism in the streets or somebody setting off a bomb somewhere in the marketplace? It remains to be seen. If the country takes responsibility, it's all about that. What happens with the government? What happens with the forces on the ground, the military and the police? No one can answer that. Absolutely, you have to give it to the people, the troops. You have to give it to them like Odierno did there. Absolutely. And you heard him say, we laughed together, we cried together. There was a lot of crying that went on because of all the IEDs and all the crazy things that happened to people in trying to make something happen in the so-called green zones, outside of the green zones, and getting the people to the polls, and everything that was dealt with from the very beginning of the conflict. And where does it all end? You know, I think most of us want an ending. It's like reading a book. The beginning, the middle, the end. I don't want to read. I read this great, fabulous beginning and then never know the end. Forget it. You know, some people say they cheat and they read the end of a book. If they know they just can't read it, they don't have time, they're just not going to let themselves hang and wonder what happened. We're just hanging right now because we don't know. We do not know what's going to happen. And we do not control the situation, except for that there are still troops there and there are still a lot of diplomats there, a lot of State Department bodies trying to help this government really come together, I think, on its own. But is it going to work? That's the key thing. Is it in 10, 20 years from now, what will some talk show host be saying? In 20 years from now, what's going to be on these airwaves? What are we going to be talking about when it comes to Iraq? What are you going to be reading? What are people going to be blogging about? Is it going to be about, hey, remember there in the beginning of the Bush invasion of Iraq, there were discussions about, I don't remember who it was, but on some of the Sunday shows, might have been even Dick Cheney, where they talked about someday people would go to Iraq. Some people would just, that would be a destination, a tourist destination. I used to laugh at that and think, who's going to Iraq? But maybe 20 years from now, it becomes some kind of a destination. Doubtful. I'm doubting it. But call me cynical. Let's see what happens. Certainly 10 years from now, it's not going to be that much different. But where is it going to be? In 20 years, that's the real measuring stick. Where is it going to be 20 years from now? All right, coming up on the flip side, we got sports shorts and a big reminder to all of you. I can't say it enough. Football's almost here. Got an announcement. Stay with us.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
America Tonight, we're going to have a conversation with Mike Young. He covers the Dallas Cowboys and all the college football teams that you can shake a stick at in the great state of Texas and sports in general. But we're going to talk to him for a preview of what's to come in the NFL. As the NFL starts next week, Minnesota kicks things off on Thursday. And we kick off, nail the score in our, so that game won't be on the map, but we kick off our nail the score game on Thursday too in our third hour. All you have to do is call in and weigh in on whatever the game of the week is. Just give us your numerical score. Edna will probably be back, we hope. We miss hearing from Edna. Tom will be back. Be a lot of people that will jump back on the nail the score gig, and it's so much fun. So as I said, this is our version coming up of Sports Shorts. But before we do that, let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How about you?
Okay, I'm fine. I'm not sure about this troop withdrawal in Iraq, that it is what it is, I guess. I guess I'll believe it when they advertise for Sunday services for the First Baptist of Baghdad with Mike Huckabee as guest pastor. I think it's more, was more of a political move by the president to get attention off the economic issue. It's never been successful that we've announced to the enemy when we're leaving someplace.
Sure.
I just think that's a political move on his part, as I said, to distort what the current issues are.
Well, he did say, you're right, he did say, hey, I promised I would do this, and to the day, this is what I've done, I've promised this. So, sure, it's definitely there's some political movement here, yeah.
And I think they've come and, you know, have come to the realization that it appears they're going to get pretty well trounced in November. I noticed that Ms. Romer has left his economic team, and I think she commented that we needed less taxes and more spending. No wonder they're in so damn much trouble.
Yeah, the confusion.
And then she's going to go out to that bastion of conservative education, Cal Berkeley. Well, what a surprise. So, anyway.
That was good. That was a good line. I've got to steal that from you. I love that. You did nail it. Absolutely. That would be a good description of Berkeley.
Yeah, it's a little upside down there, I think.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's just a very difficult situation, and I just can't. I don't know, Kate. I feel like this president he doesn't listen at all. All the indicators, the people are telling him this is the wrong way to go, and he just keeps hammering it on.
Yeah, I'm at a loss for this presidency too. I always say, to me, what it just seems to be is ineffective, and I think so much of it is, I'd love to be a fly on the wall and hear what the people around this president are saying, because it just seems, it's like Cirque du Soleil. I just picture that people are flying off of the ceiling in the Oval Office, and they've got Fox News turned on the entire time so they can hear what everybody's saying about him so that they can get upset and then come out and make some snide comment about what was said on whatever show and then diffuse the issues. Because it's never about the issues. It's always about the circumstantial stuff around it.
Well, he we had this circumstance you just commented about, the peace talks with Israel and Mr. Abbas. It's not going to happen, Kate. We know that.
No.
All we're doing is trying to prevent some deaths that wouldn't ordinarily occur by, you know, having some stalemate for a few days or a few months. But Hamas is never going to accept Israel.
Nope.
It's just a bad situation.
It is a bad situation, and it's, unfortunately, it's like I said, you know, hey, you extend the olive branch, okay, I get it. But then here we go again. It's all that rhetoric, it's the photo ops, it's the conversation, but then it's nothing. It's the same thing over and over again. This is a weird analogy, but it's like a guy who's after the hot chick, and he keeps getting close, and he's just right there, and she's saying absolutely and saying all the right things, but never does he get an official date. So there's no official peace here. That's the thing. There's no official peace. It's always the tease, but it's never the thing itself.
Well, I would have been a bad negotiator because I never got that close either. Just every line I used never worked.
That's when you punt. That's when your smart men punt. Then you move on.
one other thing, Kate. Where did we get the term gridiron from?
Gridiron?
Yeah, in football.
You always ask me these oddball questions
that
are the non sequiturs whenever you come on. Well, commonly, pretty much, it's a kind of an umbrella term, and it's something that, as was described to me, it's something that refers to the field of play, because you've got the line, so it kind of looks like a grid. It's a gridiron. That's when you look at the, you know, from the 10 all the way up to the 50 and all the way back down again, it forms a grid. So that's what it is.
Okay.
I like how you accept that. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It is. It's a grid. In Australia and New Zealand, that's what they would refer to it to, the field. And so that kind of distinguishes it. If you look at it, if you were to just look at the dimensions and the design and the numbers on the field, that's what you get. And I use that term a lot, I guess, and that's what I was taught, so I'm sticking with that. That's what you get when you look at it. Does that make sense? I hope so. If you want to dispute that, let me know, because I'm game for a discussion on gridiron, for sure. All right, speaking of that, there's no confusing what Manny Ramirez would do with a gridiron. Probably not much. I don't think he was much of a football player. But he has an incredible bat. He also has an incredibly bad reputation. But Manny Ramirez is now with the Chi Sox, and the Chi Sox are in the thick of it as they're trying to get to the playoffs, and they're really in a battle with the Minnesota Twins. Here's what Frank Thomas had to say about Manny Ramirez.
The only thing I'm worried about what Manny Ramirez we're getting. He's had a rough season. He's been on and off the DL. We're in a situation now we must win pretty much the whole month if we're going to make it to the playoffs, but there won't be a wild card our way. We're going to have to go out and win this division. So we're going to need Manny Ramirez to be his best. Trust me, if he's at his best, we'll definitely make up four games pretty quick.
I'd say he's pretty accurate in that assessment. It's not about, forget about all the other nonsense that comes along with Manny Ramirez. He's right, Thomas is, that it's really all about winning at this point, because there is no wild card in the future of the Chicago White Sox. So if they're going to hang in here for the postseason, they're four games behind the Twins, and you look at everybody else, and you know that's what they're fighting for. They're fighting for survival, basically, to see if they're even going to get into the playoffs. Speaking of that, because we're on baseball for a quick second, for all you Phillies fans out there, for some reason I'm starting to get a thread of Philly fans, probably because I've talked about it, asking me what's going on with the Phils, and one can only hope. They've won two in a row. Let's hope they continue on that streak, although the Braves are red hot. They've won five. Philadelphia is three behind the Braves in the NL East, and they're battling out probably for a wild card. And that's either San Francisco or Philadelphia. And right now they're both three back in their respective divisions. And it's pretty tight in that wild card scenario. All right, I'm going to leave you with this quote. It's one of my all-time favorites from Pat Riley. There are only two options regarding commitment. You're either in or you're out. There's no such thing as life in between.